This is a guided narration. Each cabinet has a QR code which you can scan on your phone through a camera or a third-party app. This will play a corresponding narration. All narrations go from left to right, top to bottom. In the first cabinet, we have pieces from 1850 to 1900. On the top left, you will see a new wonderland, also known as the Magical Monarch of Mo. This was the first children's book that L. Frank Baum wrote. It was published in 1899. The second book is a diary which belonged to the Baum family. It contains illustrations and notes. The third book on this shelf is a booklet that was given to people who attended the Wonderful Wizard of Oz theatrical play in 1902. On the second shelf, you see the Army alphabet, which Baum wrote along with the Navy alphabet. Between these two is a copy of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz from 1900. What you're seeing is the oldest known copy of the book. Next to it is a one-of-a-kind photograph of L. Frank Baum reading The Wonderful Wizard of Oz with two of his sons. On the third shelf, we have Mother Goose in Prose. This was L. Frank Baum's first children's book to be published in 1897. It was also the first book illustrated by Maxfield Parrish. Before writing books, Baum was in the oil business. So next is an oil can from the Baum's Petroleum Company. It is believed that this is where the concept of the Tin Man came from. In the center, you can see an 1893 magazine celebrating the first World's Fair in Chicago, which commemorated the 400th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America. Since Frank Baum attended this fair, where the intense lighting temporarily blinded many of the people, he was inspired to incorporate spectacles into the story of the Emerald City. Further along is another title from 1899, Father Goose. It was his breakout novel and was quite a sensation in its day. This book is his first work with W.W. Denslow, who would also illustrate the initial Wonderful Wizard of Oz. In front of this is the book stamp plate, which L. Frank Baum put on all the books from his personal library. At the bottom shelf, you see Father Goose's yearbook, written to capitalize on the success of Father Goose. Next is a lineup of promotional material for The Wonderful Wizard of Oz theatrical show from 1902, including the original sheet music. On the right is a crate from L. Frank Baum's Horse and Stock Company, another one of his business ventures.